As far as Lachem, we're going to learn a little bit of the Nesivah Shalom here. About Sphere Sa'omer. He says, is the Maimar Rishon he has on Sphere Sa'omer? Klolos Inyan HaSphere, the general idea about the Sphere. As far as Lachem, we're going to learn a little bit of the Nesivah Shalom here. Tznu Koshav Shavtos Mosiyena Admi Orchus Shavtos Shvis Shvucham Yishin Yom Yigartem Yichacharosh HaLashem. That's the puzzle that we've been discussing since we started learning last week. Okay, right? You count for yourselves on the next day after Pesach, from the day that you bring the Omer, 7 weeks, until the last of those 7 weeks, and then you count it, basically you count 50 days, and then you sacrifice a new mincha. Hine, ha-meforshim amdu al-siyum ha-pasuk v'yifratim mincha chadash al-Hashem. It says in the end of the pasuk there that after the 50 days, you sacrifice a new mincha to Hashem, a new mincha offering. Okay, mincha is a flour offering. So we already explained that is referring to the shtei halechem. The shtei halechem is brought from wheat as opposed to the omer, which is brought from barley. And we talked about it, that it's chametz and it's a very unique korban. It's a korban tzibur, a very special korban. But the mafoshim are bothered. Why does it say, v'yikrafta mincha chadash al Hashem? Dalo inyan shtei halechem mefurash b'pasuk shel acharav. Why does it say at the end of that pasuk that you bring the shtei alechem? It says that you bring in mincha chadash l'Hashem. It says that the whole idea of the shtei alechem is explicit in the next pasuk. The next pasuk talks about it. And it says that you bring from your dwellings, you'll bring the two lechems. That's what it's talking about. It's talking about the shtei alechem right then in the next pasuk. Okay, so why does it end off the Sirsa Omer by saying, and then you shall bring the Shtei Alechem, if in the very next pasuk it starts talking about the Shtei Alechem? Just like wait for the next pasuk. Why need to have that thrown in there in the end of the Sirsa Omer pasuk? Mimosh Boseichem, Taviu Lechem Tenufa Shtaim, Bechuli. It doesn't quote the whole thing, but that's what it says. Bechain Laman is Karin Yan, Amincha, Sirsa Omer, Pasuk Echad. The Master Zechelik means Sirsa Omer. So why is it mentioned? Even let's say they didn't talk about the Shtei Alechem in the next pasuk, still, why would it mention it in the same pasuk? It should have its own pasuk. It should not be part of the Sphere Sa'omer pasuk at all. Okay? Otzarech biur. Another thing we need to clarify is, Madua lo mefurish b'Torah be'eze yom ha'chodesh chal ha'gashuvot. A very famous question. Why doesn't the Torah anywhere tell us what day, what calendaric day is Shavuos? And all it does is tells us that it's 50 days after we start counting, but it doesn't tell us what the date is. Like it is explicit in every other moed. All it says is that on the day of the Bikurim, when you sacrifice the new mincha, so then it's on your Shavuot after the 7 weeks. That is, it's giving us like a siman that Shavuos, the Yontiv of Shavuos, falls out on the day that we bring the sacrifice of the Shtei Alechem. But it doesn't tell us ever, like, this is a Yontiv called Shavuos that happens on this and this date. Weird. Also, the mitzvah Sirsa Omer, we can ask this question. It's also there. It's weird. The Torah does not tell us, start counting from the 16th of Nisan. It doesn't do that. It says, count from the day after Pesach. Count from the day after Pesach. Like, why would you say it that way? Like, tell us the date, and we'll start counting from that day. Why do you tell us to start counting after the day of Pesach? It's like, well, strange. Odish Lomar, Omrot Tisperu Chamishim Yom, Velo Memtet. Another question is that it tells us to count 50 days. But it's not 50 days. We count only for 49 days. We don't count the 50th day, right? Shavuos night, we don't say Sirsa Omer. We count 49 days until the 50th day. We don't actually count the 50th day. Rashi explains that it's like a chopped up pasuk. So Rashi explains that the pasuk needs to be rearranged. It's out of order, need to rearrange it. But still, why is it written that way? Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote it that way for a reason. So all these things, a bunch of questions, we need to figure this out. It says, the Nesivis. V'yisyashev v'gdem biur ha'yi'ura shel ha'tkufa ha'kadoisho shasviras ha'omer b'chlala. So we're going to start this answer, the answer to all these questions, first of all, by giving over, talking about a little bit where, what is the destination in this whole time period, this holy time period called Sfiras HaOmer. In general, what are we doing? Dine b'inyene ha'sfira yesh kavanot elyonot b'niflaim, sorry, b'nifalim b'zeh tikunim elyonim. In the topic of Sfiras HaOmer, there are very high intentions that one can have, and they, and through those intentions, one can work many special fixes in the world. High tikkunim. Achen al derech avoda, and maybe, however, in terms of avoda, like personal growth or, you know, service to Hashem. The idea of it, of Sfiras HaOmer, is like we say in the Yiratzon after Sfiras HaOmer. Some people say this Yiratzon, some people don't say it. Ribono shel Olam, atatzi bisano alei Moshe avdecha lispor Sfiras HaOmer. This is the tefillah that some people say after Sfiras HaOmer. Anybody say this? It's Ribono shel Olam? You do say it? You say it? No. I don't say it either, but a lot of people say it. Ribono shel Olam, atatzi bisano alei Moshe avdecha lispor Sfiras HaOmer. You commanded us through Moshe to count the Sfiras HaOmer. Kedei letaharenu meklipotenu, in order to purify us from our klipa, umitumosenu, and from our tuma. Ve'atahar v'tkadesh b'kedusha shemala, and I will become holy and pure with the holiness on high. Yi'ud atkufa, so that's a tefillah people say after Sfiras HaOmer. So he says, Yi'ud atkufa azos, the goal of this time period is to leave and to become purified from the tuma and to enter into the source of kedusha. And this entire time period is one unit from Pesach till Shavuos. That in this time period we are completing our going out from Mitzrayim. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're on the 49th level of Tilma when we left Mitzrayim. Pesach, they didn't become pure, no. They were taken out. They were taken out of Mitzrayim. But they were taken out on a very, very low plane. Very low plane. That's what he's saying right now. Look, this is what he's saying. Because behold, the entire idea of Chag HaPesach is our freedom. That is to say that we're leaving to go to freedom from the subjugation that we had in Mitzrayim. Shayinu mishubadim, part of Mitzrayim. That's what we're doing in Pesach. That is to say that we had a shibud, we were subjugated, we were subordinate to the klipa of Mitzrayim, the shell of Mitzrayim. But this going out is not complete until we get to Chag HaShavuos. Because you don't have somebody who's free. Chazal says the only person who's really free is someone who's osik b'Torah, someone who has Torah. Until you have Torah, you're not free. We could talk about that. It's a very deep idea, very, I think, a very special idea. We could definitely talk about it. But right now he's saying, he's using that idea to explain how, yes, you left Mitzrayim, but you're still not free. You can only be free once you get the Torah. We talked about this when we were talking about Pesach. Right, like it says in the Pasuk, that when I take out this nation from Mitzrayim, then you will serve a God on this mountain, Perish. That is to say, when will see how he's arching the pasuk? What does the pasuk says? The pasuk says, when I take you out of Mitzrayim, you will serve me on this mountain. Is that really true? Did we serve Hashem on the mountain the moment we left Mitzrayim? It was 50 days later, right? So what does the pasuk say? When you leave Mitzrayim, you will serve me on this mountain. So he says, What the puzzle means to say is that when is the actual leaving of Mitzrayim actually finishing? Kishatavdun Elokim al Harzeh. Only once you serve Hashem on that mountain. Ki Yitzias Mitzrayim veKabbalat HaTorah hem inyan echad v'hemshech ratzuf. Because Yitzias Mitzrayim and receiving the Torah is one thing. It's one continuation. Bechol ocha yudi ein over es tekufas atara. And as long as a Jew does not go through this period of purity, Megillah Kabbalas Torah, and reaches the time of Kabbalas Torah, Ein Zushleimus Zman Cherusenu. He still has not yet reached the complete time of freedom. And through this, we can understand the diuk that the Svar make. Mepnei Malo Nizkara B'Pesach Mitzvos Simcha B'Ferish. Why is it that by Pesach, we don't have a mitzvah Mefurish in the Pasuk of Simcha? We know that there is a mitzvah Simcha and Pesach because all the Moedim are connected, all the Shoshugalim are connected. And so since it says Simcha Mefurish in the Pasuk by Sukkis, so therefore we know that we also have Simcha, a mitzvah Simcha and Pesach. That's how we learn that there's a mitzvah Simcha and Pesach. But why is it written that way? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it that way? Why did he write it, yes, by Sukkis, but not by Pesach? So he says, right? So we learn from Sukkot, like we said. Yesh lomar atam, as kiyomnam shleimus ha-simcha shizman chayusenu. And on the Shemes, akabal t'torah kamor. The reason why is because we don't haven't really gotten to Simcha yet. Because Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim is only half the journey. Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim is only the beginning. You need to get this Kabbalah Torah. Once you get to Kabbalah Torah, then you have the completion. But until then, you're not complete yet. So you can't have Simcha until you're complete. All right, we'll stop there. So in other words, what's he saying? The idea of Shiras HaOmer is that it's one unit leaving Mitzrayim. We are still leaving Mitzrayim, still trying to become free people, truly free people. We left Mitzrayim, we left the Klipa, but we're still in a low place. We're trying to get to a higher place. We're trying to get to Shavuos. Okay, Shavuos.